This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Starting out as a chickener is an exciting time. Maybe you've seen someone else's flock in action. Or maybe you've just been swayed by an article somewhere. Or what I like to hear most, you've been listening to my broadcast in between other features you tune into on your community radio station. Most likely a combination of those three and some other mysterious catalyst made it click in your mind that backyard chickens are a good idea because they provide pesticide-free bug control, nitrogen-rich fertilizer, compost acceleration and soil conditioning for your garden, fresh eggs, and delightful companionship. And finally, you took stock of your property and lifestyle and realized it was possible for you, too, to join the ranks of urban and rural chickeners dotting the North American landscape. If you've recently started a backyard flock, congratulations. I know from experience, there's no turning back from the way of the hen whisperer. But for new chickeners, the waiting is sometimes the hardest part. Of course, as soon as you get chicks, you'll see benefits right away. Baby chicks, like all very young critters, can seem so vulnerable that you'll get a guarded thrill out of watching their development and count every new day of growth as a small victory that warms your heart and gives you something new to look forward to. The transformation from chick to chicken is always fascinating, but certain breeds can be especially riveting. I once raised a Polish who started life as a black fuzzball with a little white afro that exploded atop his head, until it suddenly looked more like a mohawk, and eventually became the crazy poofy high hair style the breed is known for. Much like a rebellious child, it seemed like every week he had a crazy new hairstyle. I took pictures like a new parent, and that chicken, Wojciech, is now the backyard chicken broadcast icon you see on the BuckyBacall.org website, our clothing and messenger bag line, and my business cards. Chicks eat a surprising amount of bugs and weeds to support their rapid development, which also means you'll be adding a lot of nutritious poop to your soil right from the start. And the beauty of young fowl is you can pretty much let them roam free in your garden, with a little supervision and adequate protection from any potential predators, like cats, dogs, and birds of prey, without having to worry they'll eat all your vegetables when your back is turned for a few minutes. They grow up fast, but in the meantime, you'll have loads of questions about how the whole experiment will turn out. Will this be a rooster or a hen? What will it be like? Will it start to make a lot of noise? Will it learn to escape from the yard and bother the neighbors? And of course, when will I get eggs? All very good questions. If you brought chicks home in spring, the season when most hens start hatching, and feed stores and hobby breeders have the most chicks to offer, and are listening to this broadcast on its first airing in September, you are now just entering that worrisome stage of the teenage years. Like the adolescents of other species, your flock will probably have voracious appetites, and you should make sure you keep them well fed. If you're not spending a lot of time in your backyard supervising chicks who are 4 or 5 months old, it's a good time to start preemptively fencing off the sections of your garden you expect to eat someday. At this age of discovery, you're in danger of having an experience like I did, where two chickens, who never even looked at a mint plant except to gently pick bugs from their base, suddenly decided to devour 9 square feet of dense mint during the hour when I was going to the store to get the rest of the ingredients to make a pitcher of mojitos for company. Similarly, now is the time to make sure your chickens can't fly over or crawl under your fence. Unless you have neighbors who tolerate visits from your flock and who you can trust and do not have a potentially lethal traffic situation, an unlikely combination for the average urban chickener, you'll want to keep your chickens in. Not only are their strength, agility, and problem-solving abilities reaching their peak, they're also in the final stages of forming their personalities and habits. If they find out now they can escape, they may never accept the boundaries of your lawn easily, and will have also learned the lesson that most barriers can be overcome. Keep your chickens contented enough with their surroundings to prevent wanderlust, and keep your fences high and without holes, and that's your best bet to prevent problems in the future. Young female chickens are known as pullets, and male as cockerels. However, your chickens may be well into puberty, even a little bit into adulthood, before you know for sure. For one thing, if you're not familiar with a particular breed, you may mistake a big red comb as a sign you have a cockerel, when both sexes of that breed have big combs, and the males will be even huger. or the other way around. Some breeds have barely perceptible combs on males, and none, or close to none, on the females. If you're in a situation, due to local law, lukewarm neighbors, or your own preferences, where you don't intend to keep a rooster, now may be the time to start thinking about new adoptive homes, or psychologically preparing yourself to slaughter them for soup stock, if that's how you really want to handle it. But don't jump to any hasty conclusions. As discussed on previous broadcasts, chickens are a species given to transgenderism, and this is often expressed at the hormonal stage of pullets and cockerels. Many pullets will experiment with crowing before they lay their first egg. Quincy, the golden seabright, had me convinced she was a cockerel with 3 days of crowing, then promptly laid an egg on New Year's Day. Young pullets may also exhibit aggressive or mating behavior. On the other hand, slow-maturing cockerels may act very pullety. Even if you purchase sex-linked chicks, which are supposed to have characteristics at birth, such as color, genetically linked to their sex, or chicks that have been sexed using other methods, there's no guarantee, unless you want to pay $25 for a DNA test on a blood sample. On a recent episode, I interviewed a couple who had one of their sexed hens turn out to be a rooster. Just try to be patient, and please keep in mind that even if you do wind up with an unanticipated rooster, it might not be as difficult as you think to keep them around. I talked about this on my City Rooster episode. You'll still be receiving the benefits of bug control, fertilizer, and entertainment, plus a bonus of heightened flock security, even if you won't get any eggs from this one. Which, of course, brings me to the next frequently asked question of a new birder with young chickens. When will my young pullet show her henniness and lay her first egg? Standard size laying breeds will usually start in 5 or 6 months, but sturdier mixed breeds, as well as the smaller, known as bantam breeds, will often reach sexual maturity a little later than that, and pullets born late in the spring may hit egg-laying age when there's only a few hours of sunlight, which could delay your first egg until the light cycle gets longer again. Obviously, what part of the hemisphere you live on will be a factor in this as well. However, don't give up hope. All the pullets in the Bacaw flock laid their first eggs in late December to January, even if they only laid a few before resting up for spring. This is Bucky Bacaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.